Two separate Navy destroyers suffered deadly accidents recently in Asia. Altogether, 17 American sailors were killed. Congress is holding hearings about the accidents tomorrow. While the Navy is still investigating, it has released a report on the collision involving the USS Fitzgerald. It describes frantic efforts to escape and heroic actions by the sailors. NPR National Security correspondent Greg Myrie has the story.
Sailors on the USS Fitzgerald were jolted awake in their bunks. Some were thrown to the floor. It was 1:30 a.m. on June 17th. Their guided missile destroyer had just collided with a cargo ship off the coast of Japan. The result was a gaping hole in the living quarters, two levels below deck, and a rush of seawater.
And it's not coming in gently. It's coming in torrents. So there's currents, and it's beginning to swirl. So mattresses are being picked up, pillows are picked up, anything that's loose, tables, chairs, are beginning to swirl around.
Jerry Hendricks is a retired Navy captain. He's now at the Center for a New American Security, and he studied the Navy's account of the collision.
And it's all occurring in the dark. It's in chaos.
Within 1 minute, water in the living quarters was waist deep. Moments later, it would reach the ceiling. The report lays out how the sailors helped each other, though just one rescuer is mentioned by name. Fire Controlman First Class Gary Ream Jr.
He was always the first one to run to something.
That's Erin Ream, Gary's wife, speaking at the kitchen table of her in-laws, Gary's parents, in Williamsburg, Virginia.
It wasn't just his shipmates. I mean, he was like that with everybody. Any of my friends were in trouble, you know, or needed something. Oh, you have car trouble. Let me see what I could do. Bring your car over. That's just what he did. He was Mr. Fix-It.
At 37, Ream was a veteran on the ship. He called his younger shipmates his kids. Ream invited them to holiday meals at his home. He was approaching 20 years of service, making him eligible to retire. He and Erin were talking about what he would do next.
He had the thought of being a fireman. I was like, why would you want to do that? You're going to get out of the Navy, do something easy and not so, you know, life-threatening. You know, he wanted to make a difference.
The Navy report says Ream freed a shipmate trapped by a falling locker. That sailor made it to the ladder leading to an open hatch above. At the ladder, two sailors helped him to safety. When the water reached neck level, the pair climbed the ladder themselves. From the next level up, they stuck their arms into the murky water they had just escaped and grabbed a submerged sailor, and then another. The Navy report described that last survivor as red-faced and choking on the salty water. By now, the water surging upward through the hatch presented a terrible dilemma. Jerry Hendricks explains.
Fitzgerald is in trouble. She is in deep trouble. And if you don't seal that room, you risk losing the entire ship.
Yet more sailors were in the water below. Sealing the hatch meant sealing their fate.
You have to place the needs of the entire crew ahead of the needs of the individual sailors that who may well be your friends. They may have been somebody that had the bunk that was next to you, and yet your responsibility at that moment is to seal that hatch.
But now the next level up was flooding. The sailors climbed to the main deck and sealed the hatch.
It's an awful burden as you consider that yours was the action that essentially made the final decision in those other sailors' lives. And yet, you know, those sailors were heroic in the sense that they ended up saving the entire ship and crew.
28 sailors escaped the living quarters. 7 did not. 1 was Gary Ream. It's not clear what happened in his final moments, but Hendricks has a strong suspicion.
What we do know is that he stopped down to save at least one sailor. There is a presumption that he is continuing with this task to look elsewhere to find any other sailors that might be trapped.
After the accident, Navy divers descended into the living quarters to recover the 7 bodies. The last one they found, in a bathroom clogged with wreckage, was Gary Ream. His parents, Gary Sr., and Anita Ream, always worried about his safety.
It's always dangerous in the military, so you take your chances. He would say it's a big ship.
He always said, Mom, you worry too much. What's going to happen? I'm on a big ship. And we got to find out what happens on a big ship. Two of them.
Just 9 weeks after the Fitzgerald's accident, the USS John S. McCain also suffered a large gash in a nighttime collision with a huge commercial ship in a congested Asian shipping lane. 10 sailors died in the flooded quarters below deck. So what's going wrong? Analysts have offered several theories. Years of heavy demands, not enough training, poor fundamental seamanship. The Navy's top admiral, John Richardson, has ordered a comprehensive review of the way the Navy operates. While away, Gary Ream called his wife Erin daily.
The gist of our conversations were the same every day, how much I loved him and missed him. And I mean, it was just normal, silly conversation. We were just very goofy together, always laughing. I think there was probably about three I love yous before he hung up, because that was pretty common for us.
Ream was laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery on August 16th. More than 36,000 people have signed a petition asking the Navy to name a ship in his memory. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Williamsburg, Virginia.